In today's podcast, we are going to talk about why I believe the modern sales team and modern salesperson actually needs to think like a modern Formula One driver and behave like a modern Formula One driver. And the reason being is if we look at how Formula One and motor racing generally has evolved over the last 20, 30, 40 years, much like how sales has evolved over the last 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it might be. Way back when, in the era of Stirling Moss, Fangio and so on, we still had racing drivers, and the racing drivers still had to get around the racetrack as quickly as possible, and first past the post was the winner. But of course, back then, things were considerably simpler and far more dangerous. The racing driver, you know, had a pretty basic car, 4-speed manual gearbox or 5-speed manual gearbox, maybe one or two mechanics if they were lucky, zero safety features, and it was a tank of fuel, one set of tyres, and get around the racetracks as quickly as possible, and generally as quickly as possible without necessarily dying. And you know, any of you who are F1 fans or motorsport fans in general, you know, will have seen and read and understood the real challenges that they faced, and it was, you know, a real art and a skill to, you know, manhandle those machines around the different racetracks. If we fast forward to today, to the era of, you know, Hamilton, Vettel, Max Verstappen, and so on. The cars look very, very different, and the racetracks have been modernised. They are, of course, safer, but not without their risks that still can be there. And you know, the goal is still the same. The goal is to get your car as fast as possible around the racetrack. However, in the modern era of Formula One and the modern era of most motorsport, there is so much more that the racing drivers have to, you know, take into account and consider. Their fitness levels, for example, are on a different level. They practice. They train in simulators. They are training in the gym. They'll be looking back through past races, they'll be analysing, learning where they can make improvements, where the competition are maybe getting an edge on them. And then you have the mountain of technology and analytics and data which is available to them. And they have to be quasi data scientists in terms of understanding what all of this actually means and how to interpret this data in a meaningful way to give them that competitive edge over the competition. Notwithstanding that, they now have a huge support function around them in terms of the team, ranging into the thousands for some of the larger teams. And you know, they always thank the teams back in the factories as much as the teams that are there on the pit wall. But you know, this is ranging from the mechanics who actually help put the cars together to doing the pit stops, to the analysts that sit either in the trucks or on the pit walls or back at the factories, who each play their own role in the entire team setup. Analyzing the data, making minor tweaks here and there to help them get the best out of braking, aerodynamics, fuel consumption, tire pressures, whatever it might be, and you know, they have to sometimes tweak things on the fly. Notwithstanding that, the complexity of the steering wheels that the racing drivers now have to deal with themselves, and how they have to be able to change settings, react during the race to different conditions, to the safety cars, whatever the race throws at them, they have to react in quasi real time to be able to understand what this means for them here and now. So why do I think that this is, relevant, or a relevant analogy for sales teams today and sales leaders. And actually, you can take it a step further and look across the, you know, the entire organization. You know, does a CEO actually need to think like a team principal of a Formula One car or Formula One racing team? But you know, let's just focus on sales people and sales teams. Again, if you roll back 20 years ago, when the life of a salesperson was out on the roads, booking meetings, 100 cold calls a day, the data access they have was pretty limited. And I go back 15 plus years when I was in recruitment, and you know, doing my 100 cold calls a day to sales directors, it was, you know, as much as the brands that got you the next 30 seconds on the phone. You still had to analyze the data that was available to you. So who was recruiting and that type of thing. And it was an art, and it still is an art in terms of sales. But you were very much in control of the sales process. And the support structures, you probably had marketing support, but marketing is very much on the large mass mailer, be it, you know, actual physical documents or physical flyers being sent out, magazine adverts, through to the start of email campaign. But there was nothing in terms of sales enablement, sales operations, dedicated marketing support, social media management. None of this existed back then, much like you know, the Stirling Mosses of the Fangios of the day, as I've cited. You know, back then they just had the two mechanics, if they were lucky, supporting them. Roll forward to the role of sales and marketing today, but more importantly, you know, technology, CRM systems, much like that steering wheel, have evolved so much. They are so different in terms of the data points that you can now put in, the analytics that you can actually get out of these systems, if you understand what it is you are trying to analyze. The role of, you know, social media and social networks around how we now communicate differently and how our client base wants to be communicated with, or how they engage with brands in a completely and utterly different way. But more importantly, the data and the data analytics that provides either to marketing or to sales, to then start to change your approach, your tactics as to how you should approach content, the dissemination of content, how the sales team should change their approach and their tactics towards talking with their existing clients or prospects, be that through email, messenger, face-to-face, on the phone, video conference. You know, there are multiple channels within which your sales team can communicate with their customers now and their prospects. But it's understanding how all of this needs to work together and work in harmony. You know, much like in the pit stops, which they can do in some cases, you know, sub 2 seconds, or certainly two seconds. But everybody has to understand exactly what everybody's role is. They have to understand how that fits into the bigger picture, which is ultimately getting that race car, or the racing driver getting that race car as quickly as possible around the racetrack, faster than everybody else. And of course, each racetrack is different. Each racetrack is unique each year because of weather, temperature, all sorts of differentiating factors, the different types of compound within the Pirelli tires, which they change to keep you know, the racing teams on their toes, the different engine settings, the different regulations. And the same goes for, you know, sales and marketing teams today in the modern era. The client, the prospect, they're changing on a daily, weekly basis in terms of what they're thinking, what's influencing, what's, you know, happening in the wider economic world, which can impact all sorts of decision-making processes. And the point is that this data is more than ever freely available, and there is now technology out there which will enable sales teams and marketing teams to understand and interpret the data. But the critical thing here is, you know, much like the analysts at the racing teams, it's all very well having all this data. It's the interpretation and then understanding what you do with that data, or what that then means in terms of what your next step is going to be. So, you know, back to the marketing side of things, you know, if you're a salesperson listening to this podcast, you know, for your next meeting, go and talk to marketing and ask them some very simple questions around, I'm going to meet company ABC. When was the last time company ABC came and visited our website? Or can you give me any information as to what channels they came to us from? Was it through our email campaign? Was it directly to the website? Was it through that YouTube video we played, or something on Facebook, or something on LinkedIn or Twitter? This data and this information is readily available if you have the, you know, the basic analytics in place to do with it. But then, you know, if this plugs into your CRM system or marketing automation platform, much like that Formula One steering wheel of today, the salesperson then needs to know what to do with this, how to get the best out of that information to drive that conversation with the client or prospect forward. And again, this could be over the phone, this could be face to face, this could be over VC, this could be directly through social. The point is also that this is all in quasi real time. So, you know, sales teams need to behave and think differently, because you may need to react in almost real time, or certainly within sort of 24, 48 hour periods, unlike way back when 20 plus years ago, you'd book a meeting, you'd wait a week, and then you'd go and visit them, and you'd have to remind them maybe of the conversation that was had. That doesn't happen today. And then if you start to roll this wider beyond just sales, then, you know, you've got sales enablement or sales operations. You know, how are they going to fit into the wider team, making sure that what they're doing is driving, you know, best value and best practice for sales and marketing? You know, the technologies that they're bringing to bear, are they answering the how and the why as to why this is relevant for a salesperson or a marketing person to, you know, to engage with? You can take this, you know, a step further, because every single division within an organization, one can argue, be it legal, finance, ops, HR, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago was a much simpler way of doing things, and, you know, they are now all being impacted by digital transformation, if you want to give it a label, artificial intelligence, new technology, new ways of working, new ways of interpreting and understanding data. But if we go back to, you know, the Lewis Hamiltons and the Verstappens and the Vettels of today, do you think if they sat there going, but this is how we've always done it, or the team principals at the very top who have come through the ranks going, but hang on a second, this is how we've always done it in terms of motor racing back in the Stirling Mosses and the Fangios of the day, you know, these race teams wouldn't exist. They have moved forwards and they are at the pinnacle of automotive innovation and transformation, which actually sprinkles down to a lot of the vehicles that, you know, you and I drive today, comes from the fact that the Formula One teams, you know, push the limits around engineering and how they can get the best out of a vehicle. You know, this is where hybrid technology originated from, was the world of Formula One. But it's because they are always looking to, you know, find those marginal gains. You know, take this the British cycling Dave Brailsford approach. They are always looking forwards to see what we can do to get the best out of, to get that competitive edge on the competition. And, you know, I fear there are still a number of organisations where you've got leadership at the top, or possibly middle management. I'm going to put an age to it. It's, you know, it's the mid-50s or the late 40s with the attitudes. And again, this is not unique to any particular industry or even function, but we have always done it this way. And this way has always worked. And why should I change if I'm going to, you know, retire in the next 5 years or so, or move on, or take out my pension? I don't want to rock the boat and make life any, you know, necessarily difficult for, you know, for me. But going back to my Formula One analogy, you very, very quickly as an organisation, if that's the mentality you have, will just fall by the wayside, and the younger generation or the firms that get this within your space and are looking to change and iterate and looking to understand how technology can augment and drive the business forward in an effective way using data analytics that is now available, they will start to steal a march on you. So that's my thoughts today around Formula One and salespeople. It's an analogy that works for me. I hope it works for you. If you've got any analogies that you think are good to share, then please do let me know. Either connect with me on LinkedIn or send me an email or tweet me at Alexander_Lowe, and I'd be delighted to answer any of your questions. But for today, those are my thoughts. Thank you for listening, and until next time.